career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
It's Wrestling Night Memphis. Join your Grizzlies as they host the Philadelphia 76ers Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Get two terrace tickets and 2 5-piece boneless wing coupons from Wing Guru for just $22. Plus, the first 5,000 fans get a Grizz wrestling tee. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
The Blues are back in action, and what better way to start the season off than a trip to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. During every Thursday and Friday Blues game, stop by any Post location for your chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Blues game. The Post Sports Bar welcomes you with amazing home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during every Blues game. This season, show up in your Blues gear and save 10% off regular price menu items. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
Club Fitness has something for everybody this fall. Join now and get November for just $1. That's right. 4 quarters get you started on your fitness journey today. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. Join the club today and get November for $1. To learn more or sign up to get your free trial, visit clubfitness.us. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Oh, I heard that.
Can you hear a pitter-patter?
Clever.
And that happy tune.
What happened?
Is your step.
You may have a tone. Oh, he
life can be so sweet.
Oh.
On the sunny
premature
side of the street.
Motivation.
I in shape with those blues.
You're walking Friday with a coat.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I would give anything if I could just see a man's penis.
I'll be rich and locked up.
That's funny.
Gold dust at my feet.
That is funny.
Sunny street.
I feel sorry for whoever that was.
Yeah.
That poor guy. Having something taken out of context like that. My goodness.
Fake news.
Yep. That's exactly how it happened. Somebody gets a little bit of editing experience, and next thing you know, you got that kind of thing out over the airwaves and all over social media.
Also, I know it's
good afternoon. What?
I said, all I know is Limey's contribution to this show in the first 3 minutes is a muh and a fake penis edit.
And, sadly, it's one of our better shows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, good afternoon. Welcome to the November 7th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. In about 48 hours or a little more, the bottom drops out, and we're looking at upper 20s.
Yeah.
And maybe some light snow. Yeah. That's what we wanted.
Yeah.
No fall, just right into winter. Just like there was no spring, just right into summer. So the St. Louis area, for whatever reason, has decided to eliminate, you know, two seasons. So kids in school, when they teach them the seasons, they'll just teach them summer and winter.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm getting like a tin can reverb kickback on my thing here that I know. Now it stopped. Whatever you did to stop it, that was a good idea. Thank you. So here we are. It is November 7th. There's a lot to talk about. The election, of course, done. Behind this, let's move on. No comment, because no matter what you say, somebody will, you know, take issue with it.
But does anybody, the medical marijuana passed.
Well, but of course it passed.
The right one passed. There were three different ones on there. And if you do all the research, it's like number Proposition 2 was the best one.
Okay, here's the deal. It doesn't matter. Because what they want to pass, the powerful people, the powers that be, the people who will make money off of it, just like Al Gore made a ton of money off of the Green Scare and global warming, it would have passed eventually anyway. The ones they want to get through will get through. Again, I go back to riverboat gambling, which this area made clear they did not want. What do we have now? 8 casinos?
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. Yeah, and I still hear that tin can feedback in my headphones. What is that? There's some button somewhere, Limey, that some needs to be pushed.
I'll work on
it. To get rid of that. But my point is, we will have legalized marijuana, not just medically, but recreationally, all over this country. Pretty soon.
I think.
And I don't think it matters what anybody votes in or out. We voted no to gambling, and, well, look at this.
Now, I'll ask Tim this. Do you know, did the smoking ban pass in St. Charles?
You don't have to ask him. The answer is yes.
So it did. Yeah. So there's no smoking in...
Why did you just go over me and go, I'll ask Tim, like you think I don't know anything? Like you think I'm stupid?
No. Well, Tim just reported. He was reporting a bunch of stuff in the news about it. So that means... A little bit. But the casinos are exempt from that. But... that means, like, any bars or anything like that, you can't smoke inside.
Well, the casinos are partially exempt. You can still smoke inside some casino, some portions of the casino's gaming area, but they have to keep a certain percentage of the gaming area smoke-free.
Yeah, but I'm saying the bars in St. Charles, basically, you can't smoke in them any longer, because you can. I mean, as of last weekend, you can, but when all that goes into effect...
Here's the way the news story I have states it. It doesn't state it that way at all. It says St. Charles County voters overwhelmingly approved a new countywide ban on smoking in indoor public places, but with exemptions for bars. For the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles and for veterans organization halls like VFW American Legion. So it says there are exemptions for bars. So you can smoke in bars. So you had it wrong.
Okay.
The casinos are different all over St. Charles and St. Louis County. There was two different smoking issues going on with regard to casinos. I need to research this to comment on it, but I knew that it did pass.
But here's what it's confusing, and it would take research on anybody's part, and here's why it's confusing, because they go on to say St. Louis County proposition imposing limitations on smoking in the county's two casinos was winning in partial returns. That measure required the Hollywood Casino in Maryland Heights and River City Casino make at least 50% of their gambling floors smoke-free. Now, then they go on to say these casinos already have a portion that's smoke-free. They just may have to enlarge it a little bit. The whole thing is ridiculous, because if you've ever been in a casino, that's impossible. You can't have a guy 3 feet from another person. One's in smoking, one's in non-smoking. They don't section it off. It's stupid.
No, and I'm
it doesn't work anyway.
I'm a smoker, and we play in St. Charles. We'll play in some places in St. Charles, and you can light up inside. And personally, I don't like it, even being a smoker, because it makes it tough to sing sometimes. And because if the bar gets pretty smoky, you know, it's just not good. I just don't understand why.
How can it make it hard to sing when every break you take, you go have a cigarette?
Well, you got the smoke, all the smoke. Well,
that's what you get when you go out and smoke cigarettes like you just did a while ago. You get more smoke.
No, but the smoke is in the air, and you're breathing it in. And then
Dan's problem is then when the panties come flying up on stage, you can't see who threw them.
Yeah.
Because of the smoke,
I think you could see them anyway.
Yeah, they're usually... Well, guy's true. Boxing shorts.
Vision. He can smell them. He can smell them being thrown up on stage. Yeah.
Well, that depends.
In Dan's case, thank you. That's what I was going to say. In Dan's case, he could smell the Depends being thrown up on stage. He stole it right out from under me. Dan, you know we're just not kidding.
I know.
So, yeah, it's confusing, the whole smoking thing, but I don't want to comment because I'm not a smoker. So, you know, people, if I do, then, and people who smoke don't like it, they go, well, Frank, you're not a smoker. If you were a smoker, you wouldn't feel that way. I get smoking. I get how hard it is to quit. I get how addictive it is. I get what a great pleasure it is, even though I'm not a smoker. I understand that. I do. I've been around a lot of smokers. My dad smoked. My wife's dad smoked. They both, interestingly, quit separately, one not knowing the other one did, on their own. Just one day quit, and that was it. Mm. And most people can't do that. And I don't remember exactly so long ago what prompted it, but he just quit. And my wife said, hey, that's what my dad did. He just quit one day. And they were both, you know, a couple packs a day, I think. At least a pack of him. I think about two packs a day. Maybe it was the price that did it, because neither one of them had any money. Once it got to a certain price, they said, can't afford this anymore.
I can remember they went up to 50 cents a pack and then 75 cents a pack, and everybody kept saying, I'm not paying that much. Then it went up to $1, $1.50. There's no way. The cutoff is $1.50.
Mm-hmm. That's just like with sports. Oh, okay, ticket prices. I'm not going to a baseball game anymore. Yeah, you will. And the football game and everywhere else where they want to charge you $9 a beer, you'll still buy it. You just will. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, author, newsman, news director, clock resetter, and so much more, Tim Woodburn. Tim, you're welcome.
Thank you, Frank. We didn't do a Burke segment yesterday. I was going to talk about this yesterday, but I think it's still pertinent to talk about it today. I went to journalism school at Mizzou, and in 1990, this is before the internet was around. I was working at KOMU-TV, as most broadcast journalism students did at Mizzou, and the way they covered elections back then was, before the internet was around, they basically assigned you. I was a grunt. I was new. I was my first semester. You know, it's November. It's my first semester at the TV station. You know, you did all the behind the scenes work, and so they would.
Did you do any on camera work? Did you do any news anchor?
I did. Yeah, eventually I did. You did morning cut ins and then noon cut ins, and then you know, it was a competition. You were competing with your fellow students. Then you tried to elevate yourself to weekend anchor, which I did do that, and I did that for about a year. But what was amazing about that experience is that, you know, they sent me to like some city that was about an hour away in central Missouri, like an hour south, and then, you know, 15 miles off the road. And they sent one student to each polling station across the entire central Missouri region. And back in those days, my job that night was to simply go into like a post office. And this woman would come out every 15 minutes, and she would write on a chalkboard. She would literally take an eraser and erase a number on a chalkboard and write another number on the chalkboard. Opinion's got 2,560 votes, and Phillips got 2,534, and Strauss has got 1,830. And then you would literally have to call that in. And that's how the TV stations were updating their continuous coverage on a nightly basis. And I went down there with two buddies, and we ended up finding a bar that was right next to the polling station that had a pool table. Excuse me, easy for me to say. And one of my buddies got in a fight.
Oh my goodness.
The police came and arrested my buddy who had driven us down there in the snow. And so I got one buddy in jail, and I got my responsibility. I'm trying to bail out. I got the other responsibility of trying to call into the TV station what the results were for this ridiculous, you know, motion in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. It was one of my favorite nights of my life. It was snowy. It was cold. I was working in TV, and it was really a fun, neat experience to be a part of the whole election reporting process. Whereas now, you know, here we are 30 years later, you just flip on the TV and you got eight different stations that are doing continuous, like up to the minute numbers of the.
And they're already calling it.
Right.
Like an hour
in. That system you just mentioned wasn't very reliable, because you said opinion has this. My name's not even opinion. It's Pinion. I see that right there.
I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, there was another candidate named Opinion.
Yeah, and one named Phillips, one named Strauss.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was supposed to be me.
Take it back.
Bob Opinion. So, yeah. He's an Irish guy.
I do take it back. Anything else?
That was it.
anybody else.
Did your buddy at least leave you the keys before he was taken off to jail?
That's the thing. I then had to like take his debit card and go find a gas station that would give me, or I actually had to take his checkbook and go write a, get a check at a bowling alley or something ridiculous and give him cash back so I could get his $60 bail so that we could get back to Columbia that night.
Stupid. See, it made for a great story for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
That's the way you look at stuff like that. It's a great story. Anybody else? Burke said?
I have something.
All right. This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. You know, you get these phone calls all the time from...
Yeah, I sure do.
800 numbers, from 314 numbers, all these scam calls or whatever, saying that you're... someone from
This is card services.
Card services and all this other stuff. I get a call this morning.
What they do, though, is they usually make it a very attractive-sounding female. Yeah. So you go, hi, this is Jill from card services.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
So I get a call this morning, and I have a credit card through this one certain bank, and I get a call this morning, and I thought, it's an 800 number. I'm getting rid of it. And because now I've been getting calls about health care, about something else, and there's like four or five different things they get phone calls. So it goes to voicemail. Every once in a while they go to voicemail. This goes to voicemail, and it says, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm from blank blank, and your card has been compromised. We need you to call this number, 800, blah, 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 blah.
It was legit.
So I end up calling. I didn't call that 800 number back. I called the actual number on the back of the card, and they said, yes, your card has been compromised. So someone tried to order something from a woman's clothing website.
Oh, like that wasn't you.
Right. Yeah. Well, right. Yeah, I know. Right. But it's amazing to me, and I've got that thing now going, the
tinny thing?
Yeah, the tinny
thing. You probably got something pressed in your board in there somewhere.
No, I've got everything turned off.
Right.
On the board, I do.
No, it's Limestone my fault. Doesn't just, he, no, it's Limestone refuses to admit this could be on him, because I hear that little tinny, little tin can delay echo thing, too. He's going to have to get this worked out. So here's what I take from Dan's story. Dan went out and bought himself some women's underwear, the credit card company saw the purchase and thought, well, wait a minute, this can't be right. This is Dan Strauss's card. They call and say, hey, we think your card's been compromised. And Dan, realizing the public might know he wears women's underwear, says, oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, boy, somebody must have tried to use my card. I think we all know. Dan, you're a musician.
It was a prom dress.
It's a free country. Okay.
It was
that's
a prom
what you want
dress.
To do. Well, that's if
you
want
to wear frilly underwear, Dan, you should be allowed to.
If you want to wear a prom dress, that's your business, Dan.
Well, you know, this is what it was from the website. Let me see here. The website was
like he has to dig for it,
right?
No,
it's bookmarked.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it is bookmarked.
Fetish.com.
DirtyPanties.com.
Princess Polly.
Bass players who wear prom dresses.com.
Yeah. Princess Polly. It was Princess Polly website. And they tried to buy $95 worth of clothing from Princess Polly.
Not much of a prom dress, is it? $95?
No, I don't know. I kind of went on the site to see what the heck it was, and it was...
Okay. You went on to see what it was.
Yeah.
What'd you order? Tell the truth.
A slip and a pot. You know, just an evening gown.
Slips are hard to come by.
Yeah.
You don't wear them much anymore. That's eBay type stuff.
But it's weird. So now I have to get a new card and everything. That just kind of sucks, because now you have all these, you have certain things that automatically come out of that card. And now
I go through it. I go through it three times a year.
Oh.
I have to change cards because of that very crap.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the last three times it's happened where our card was... suspicious purchase. The last three, they were purchases from iTunes. Every one of them that we didn't make. It's like they're testing it. You know, they're testing.
Yeah.
Just with a couple of iTunes purchases. $1.29, $5.99. And if they go through, no problem, then they elevate to the next level. But luckily it was caught. And
it is so wild.
Did you buy this? I said no.
How they knew that was like a red flag because I've been out of town, but I usually call when you go out of town and say, hey, Mike, I'm going to be out of town or whatever for this long.
Well, look, the other thing that makes it easy for them, too, if they saw that you used the card in St. Louis and 10 minutes later somebody used it in Lexington, Kentucky, something's wrong here.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff they look for.
Yeah.
Because I have used a card out of town and they didn't say anything. Because I guess they noticed a pattern gassing up on the way there at different gas stations across Kansas. Or I don't know.
And sometimes at the gas station, they'll ask you your zip code with it. Verify your
zip
code.
They always do it at the pump. Yeah. They always do.
Yeah.
You always have to put the zip code in.
So that was it. I still called the number on the back of the card, though, just to make sure. I didn't call that 800 number back, and they said, no, it's true. I'm like, oh, right. Crap.
Good story, Dan.
Yeah,
thanks. It sure was a good story. Limestone, anything from you?
Nope, I got nothing.
Close it up. Burke's segment is officially closed. Sometimes I wonder if the audience, I know you guys can tell that I'm out of sorts. Sometimes I wonder if the audience can tell when I'm really just bummed or down or in a bad mood, as I am today.
They can probably tell you're a lot nicer when you're in a bad mood.
All right, get the Post-Dispatch on the phone. I've got an exclusive.
What
another radio termination story.
You need the Homer Simpson soundbite in that board that goes, ooh, did I just say that out loud?
Well, isn't it sad that Tim had to be the one to come up with that soundbite when that's not really his job? That's somebody else's job. That is a great idea. You should have had it. Now, I'm laughing. Frank, I thought you said you were down. I thought you said you're in a bad mood. You just chuckled. Yeah, I chuckled. I chuckled to cover how disgusted and disappointed I am with nobody but myself. I knew that Christina Aguilera was in town last night. I didn't care to go see her. I didn't care to go see her. I don't know her music. And
did she call you or something?
No, I passed on it. And then I find out today who opened for her.
Who?
Big Boy. Big B-O-I. Big Boy, the rapper.
Oh, Big Boy? Oh, yeah. Man.
From Outkast?
Why,
wow.
If I had just known that,
yeah,
it would have made all the difference, and now it's too late.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Big Boy, and you also missed his performance last night, I will play you now. This is called, I'm just going to play a portion of it. It's called Kill Jill. And what makes this one of my favorite rap songs is a couple of things. One, it features Killer Mike and Jeezy.
Jeez.
No, Rat Boy, not it's Jeezy. J-E-E, not cheesy. Jeezy. And the other thing is, he sounds and looks so different from any other rapper. You know, you have this stereotype in your head of like, what rap music sounds like. I want you to listen a little of Kill Jill with Big Boy, and you'll see why immediately I said to myself, this guy's got something different, a different sound, a different look. Give you an example. He decides to throw on a lot of jewelry and gold chains and rings and a big watch. I thought, brilliant, something different for rap music. And wait, listen to the sound. Listen.
Hold on to the flow, though. You already know, though. It's Adamville for real. You see a hoe, just take a photo. I'm rapping as on photo with a fofo on your bro.
You see what I'm talking about when I say different?
Different?
Yeah. Totally unlike any other rap I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You want more? You want some more?
Oh, you kidding?
Yeah. Got a couple pounds yesterday out of Kelly. And my bad bitch from the Kelly bought me.
When I first heard it, I almost turned it off the first time I ever heard him because I thought, that's Michael Bublé. I've heard all his stuff. And then I thought, no. And I thought, what's Harry Connick Jr.? And then I realized it wasn't Michael or Harry Connick Jr. And then I briefly thought, well, that sounds a little bit like Paul Anka or Paul Simon. And then I listened closer. And I thought, no, that's none of those people. This is rap music. And I missed it last night. Could have seen him live and didn't get to do it. I'm sorry, but I just... Yeah. I'll work through it.
I didn't realize this, but Mike Shannon, I think, really likes Big Boy because he always mentions Big Boy.
Yes.
On the broadcast.
You know, he in fact, I have a recording of him. Hang on. I have to reach over. Let me just, hang on. I got to get it lined up here. This is Mike Shannon. I lifted this off a broadcast, a baseball game, and Dan is right. Yeah. He references his favorite rapper. Let me play it. Here's Mike Shannon right here.
Hey, Big Boy.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Get up, get up.
Apparently,
get up,
he
big
was
boy.
He was saying hello to him. And the crowd, and then that second cut, get up, big boy. He was asking him to get up and go get him a frosty cold one.
Yeah.
In fact, let me play the rest of it. I think that's actually what he says to big boy. Here, I'll play it for you.
Hey, big boy, why don't you scamper out there and get me a handy 48 pack?
Wow. He likes that singer.
Oh, yeah.
He is a big boy fan. No doubt about that. You want a bonus joke?
Oh,
It's just
love.
I'm
one.
So bummed about the big boy thing. I have to do something to pick myself up here. So I'm telling these for myself as much as anybody else. They're quick. They're bonus jokes. But a blonde runs into a bar and goes up to a guy that she knows there, and she says, "I just saw somebody steal your pickup truck. I just saw somebody get in your truck and drive away." And the guy goes, "Did you see who it was?" He goes, "No." She said, "No, but I got the license plate number." And now, bonus joke number two.
Whoa.
Two. Yeah. This blonde is pulled off the side of the road, and she has a pickup truck, and she's dumping garbage in a ditch right on the side of like Highway 40. And a highway patrolman pulls up, light siren, woo, and he gets out, and she just keeps dumping garbage in the ditch. And he says to the blonde, he says, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm dumping garbage." He said, you can't do that. She said, "Yes, I can. The sign says I can." He looks up, and the sign says, "Fine for dumping garbage." Hey-o! Now, I'm not going to play it for you. People probably get sick. Oh, you know what we were supposed to do today?
What?
Pick a song. I almost forgot this. Going to try every day to pick a song. Tim, mm-hmm. Limey. Yeah. And me, and not Dan. Dan is not included because Dan does not even have a collection of music on his phone, on an iPod, nothing, which is amazing to me because he's into music more than any of us, yet he has no music source, really, no library. He Spotifies or whatever. So, Limestone, I know you forgot
Yellow.
About this, and I forgot about it too, but do you have a song, another song?
Yeah, I got a song that I
grab
think would
for
work.
Us to give us another. We're trying to establish for the audience our different musical tastes here. And maybe some insight into our personalities by the music that we listen to.
Right on.
So, what do you have?
This one is by Imagine Dragons. It's called Radioactive. It's about, 5 or 6 years old, I think, now. It's a pretty good song. I think you might enjoy it. It might be a little bit too hard for you.
Even if I don't, to each his own.
I like Imagine Dragons.
Stand.
Oh, this was a big hit. Right
yeah, this was huge.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you, I would not listen. Yeah, I would have bailed by now.
I kind of like it.
It's interesting how some music, like there's music the first time I hear it, within 10 seconds, I go, hey, I like that. It happened a couple of weeks ago, T-Rex, remember? Jeepster.
Yes.
And I'd never heard it. And the minute I heard it, I thought, hey, I like it. Guess what? It's on my phone. I downloaded it. And I downloaded another Queen song last night. Now I have seven because
which Queen song?
That movie.
Crazy Little like Thing Called Love?
No, I wasn't going to use it as my song that's in my phone because I don't think anybody here would like
Fat
it.
Fat Bottom Girls?
No, are you kidding me? I pretty much like all the Queen songs. So yeah,
well,
which
it's actually a very old song that was recorded in the 50s, and Queen redid it. It's called The Great Pretender. And that's the song I put in my phone just this morning. Actually, yesterday, was The Great Pretender by Queen. Now, that wasn't going to be my song, but first, I now turn to Tim Woodburn. Tim,
so
Limey's, a song
Limey's pulled
you
up a
like.
Song. He's pulled up a song for me. We went off air, and I gave him a little hint. I'll tell you a quick story about this song. This is one of those songs I was talking about yesterday, Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers, how it always puts me in a good mood, even if I'm in an aggravated mood. Well, this song you're about to hear is right next to that. When I was 5 years old, and my parents bowled every Friday night at DuBowl Bowling Lanes in South County, Lee May Ferry Road, they gave me $1 one time because all parents dragged their five-year-old into a bar on a Friday night, and they gave me $1 to go play the jukebox. And I put this dollar bill in the jukebox, and I played this song 8 times in a row. And after about the third and at the third time, somebody walked up to the wall and yanked the cord. It's one of my it's one of my earliest memories of life is this happening, because this was my favorite song.
Oh, I love this song. Play that funky music, white boy.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I can't imagine too many people not liking that song.
Well, I wanted to hear it 8 times.
Who's the average white band? Is that who it is?
Yes. Wild Cherry is who sings that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would have thought sure it was an average white band.
8 times
Wild
in a row.
Cherry.
8 times in a row. I love that song. I would have listened to it all 8 times in a row.
Isn't that interesting? I've never heard of Wild Cherry, and all the times I've heard that song, I didn't know that's who did that.
Would you like to listen to Queen, The Great Pretender?
No, I know the song. I don't like to inflict that on other people because it is an old song. But they did it better to me than the original artist did a long, long time ago. What I was going to have you play from my phone is a Crosby, Stills, Nash song called Marrakesh Express. Do you know that song?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's Marrakesh, I think.
Marrakesh Express.
Dan, do you really know it, or do you just think you know it?
No, I do know it.
All aboard that train. All aboard that train. Don't you know you're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Limey will find it. There's no way it's not on there.
M-A-R-R-A.
I got you. Sorry, we've got a YouTube commercial that we got to get through first.
That's all right. Marrakesh, but you've already found it.
Already got it. Marrakesh Express.
Yeah, so really, it's another one of those, like Tim said, just feel better songs. You can't hear it without sort of feeling good.
Did you know it's also on rice?
I did not.
It's a what? A rice?
Crank it up.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Juggling the train to clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet, wall to wall. American man is 5 foot tall. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges.
So there you go, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Bing Crosby. Marrakesh Express. Few people know that he was part of that group, but that was the cause. It was Bing Crosby. Well, don't you know you're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Well, looking out the window with the so-colored eyes. That's another one from my phone. I'll never run out of songs to throw at you. For example, another, like, pick-me-up. You don't have to play it, but if I want to just really start, okay, let's go, pump it up, get some energy, would be Dire Straits' Money for Nothing.
That's a good song.
Ever since the first, and by the way, the MTV video for Money for Nothing, still one of my favorite videos ever. I like that song from the first, as I did Walk of Life by Dire Straits. So, as time goes on, we'll share a little of our music and then you'll realize how it really makes no sense at all that we're working together because, there's no common thread, I don't think, to much of this music. Now, a quick warning for, we talked briefly yesterday about how you can come home to a damaged, almost destroyed home. Broken pipe, something caught fire, blah, blah, blah. Folks, no later than tonight or tomorrow, unhook your hoses from your faucets outside. I'm just telling you. If you don't, and you leave them hooked on there, and the hose on there through the winter, you'll be sorry. You'll be very, very sorry. And even knowing it, I allowed it to happen a second time. Now, the first house we ever had, I'm a new homeowner. I don't know that deal about unhooking the hose, so I left the hose on. And February, I'll never forget this. February came, it was one of those freak days in February when it was 70 degrees. And I thought, well, what a nice day. I'm going to wash the car in the driveway. It was our first house. And I got out in the driveway and I turned on the faucet with a hose on it. And I'm washing and I'm filling the bucket. And when I turned the faucet off, I continued to hear water running. Even though I turned it off, I could hear. It was still pouring into the basement, the basement that we had just had finished. And I still didn't get it. I thought, still sounds like water is running. I just went on and washed the whole car. And the whole time I washed the car, it's thumb-sized stream of water shooting into the basement. So when I finished washing the car, I went downstairs for something, and the minute my feet hit the bottom step, off the bottom step onto the floor, that wet carpet thing. And then I found out later, somebody said, oh man, didn't you know? You can't leave a hose hooked up. I said, no, I didn't know that. I've never had a house before. And, I'm not a plumber. I don't really understand what happens, but it's something about, the water freezes and expands, and when it expands, it bursts the pipe, but you don't know it until there's a thaw. And once it's thawed out, you turn it on, it cuts loose, and that's that goodbye. You got a finished basement that's flooded. And then, like an idiot, years later, same thing. I just completely forgot, even though I knew to unhook it, I just forgot about a hose that was outside, and the same thing happened again. But this time it didn't happen on a 70-degree day. It happened Christmas Eve when my parents and her parents and every kid in the family, nephews, they're all at the house for Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, and my wife went downstairs to get wrapping paper or something, and she shrieked and screamed. And said, there's a tone, by the way, when you're married, that if your wife calls your name with this voice, you know immediately what category this falls in. This is either something you've done wrong and you're in trouble. This is, you better not make fun of me when I say this. This is, there's a lot of categories. This was the category of, uh-oh, there's something down there that she's encountered that she knows when I come down and see it, I'm going to go ballistic because I can hear that she has. And sure enough, I went to the stairs and I said, what? She said, come down here, you'll see. As soon as I walked out, same thing. Off the bottom step, water. And it's just soaked the carpet. Another finished basement, ruined. And all has to be ripped up, thrown away, padding, wet, soggy padding. But that night, it was 5 degrees. You talk about cold, cold water that was pouring in. Because we're on a well. I'm on a well at my house. My house has a well that's 520 feet deep. Even on the hottest summer day, 98 degrees, if you turn on an outside faucet in my house, it's ice cold water because it's coming from way down deep. So on a 5-degree night, this was miserable, and it ruined Christmas. Because all anybody's doing is sopping and soaking and wet vacking and all night till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And then you can only do so much. And of course, next day, Christmas Day, good luck getting a restoration company out there. So you have to just think about it for 2 days and let it drive you crazy. So unhook your hoses.
I did that this morning.
Yeah. Unhook them. You gotta do it now.
And if you have a shutoff too, because sometimes, the outside water spigots will have a shutoff, too, and you can shut those off if you have one. Well, shut that off.
That's the other thing. I do have one, but I didn't know it until I lived in this house for 20 years. Oh. I never knew there was a lever down there to shut off just the outside faucets.
Yeah.
And the when it burst, the plumber came over and he said, he went down to the basement where the main is. And he goes, well, why didn't you have this shut off? And I said, what's that? He said, that's a shut off to your outside faucet. This would never have happened if you just shut that off every fall. And I went,
doom! Oh.
Doom! It's a mess. And it's not something that you fix in a day or two or three. It's carpeting, it's padding, it's the whole drying out thing. It's drywall, it's baseboard stuff, it's new doors because the bottoms of the doors got wet and now the whole door has. It's a mess. Everything about it's a mess. And that water will creep up. It's called capillary action, like a paper towel. And anything it creeps up, a desk, a piece of furniture, ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Toss it out. So unhook your hoses, everybody. Time now for a special announcement from First Community Credit Union. I am talking to everyone listening who has a car payment. Car payment meaning truck payment, SUV. You know what I mean by car payment. Auto payment. Everybody listening, listen up. If you will move that payment, that loan, that auto loan, from wherever it is, assuming it's not with First Community, anywhere else, move it from there to First Community Credit Union, here's what will happen. They will, no questions asked, no strings, no red tape, no big long disclosures, put $100 in your account. They will. They'll give you $100. That's it. Just give you $100 to move your car loan over. Here's the second great thing about doing that, and that is that there's a great possibility, a really good possibility, that now you're going to have a lower car payment. Because the auto loan rates at First Community Credit Union are extremely competitive. And a lot of people have become First Community Credit Union customers, members we're called, because of their auto loan payments, and they moved over there because of that when there wasn't even a promotion like this intact. This only happens once a year that they do this. And when they do, they get thousands of new customers, and they will right now. They will starting now. So why don't you think about being one of them? You have absolutely nothing to lose and at least $100 to gain. They'll give you $100, put it in an account at First Community Credit Union, and now you have a new home for your auto loan, and hopefully, and again, there's a good chance, you now have a lower car payment. Worth thinking about, and not going to last forever, and you won't see it again for about a year. So here's all you need to know, and that's the website. Oh, I would like for you to know that there are over 40 locations and that First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Go to the website. Check out this car loan deal. It's a great opportunity and a good reason or excuse, if you need one, to finally become a First Community Credit Union member. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Sinex. Looks like we might have an accident westbound 70 west of Wentzville Parkway. Look for delays. Slow westbound 64 at Hampton, westbound 44 at Shrewsbury. You're picking up volume southbound 270 at Olive. Also starting to see a slowdown eastbound 64 at the Poplar. If you've got the dreaded stuffy nose this cold and flu season, try Sinex nasal spray. A couple of quick sprays of Sinex and it starts to work in seconds. Be ready when congestion strikes. Sinex nasal spray uses directed. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
At Hero.Loan, you can cash out 100% of your home's value, and we close VA loans in 14 days. The 5-minute loan approval available at Hero.Loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings. Bad Mood, Good Mood. There's stories about crazy marriages, professional athletes harassing actors in airports and playing practical jokes on everybody, both male and female stalkers, politicians' kids, family brawls, cops running fake lie detector tests, you name it. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? Check out my book online at badmoodgoodmood.com. That's badmoodgoodmood.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Nana Mama's Pizza will soon be your go-to choice for pizza in St. Louis. That's because Nana Mama's uses only the freshest ingredients, and it's all local. From the freshest locally grown produce to the perfect dough made fresh in-store every day. Pair that with edge-to-edge toppings, and you really can't beat it. Nana Mama's Pizza is a family-owned restaurant that is family-friendly and opens 7 days a week. Come hang out inside or enjoy the day outside in the outdoor seating area located in Baldwin and Creve Coeur. Check them out online at nanamamas.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
All right, let's see if I can stump you on this one.
Oh, I know this song. It's a living thing.
Yeah.
Who does?
Right?
I didn't actually.
ELO?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is ELO. Yeah. That's a great song.
I only found this out the other day, actually. I didn't really know the song.
What sounds a lot like? It sounds a lot like the title song from a movie that really got beat up and didn't do well at the box office at all, Xanadu. That sounds like it could, with Olivia Newton-John, which, by the way, I really liked that movie.
I liked it, too. And what's his name, the dancer?
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly was in it, yeah.
Isn't that the movie where everybody's kind of like on roller skates
yes,
or something?
They do.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a...
Yeah, they're in like a Rollorama thing. And yeah. By the way, this tinny echo thing is worse.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
we're going to have to figure that out. That's it's driving me crazy. I'm about to go insane listening to that. No, it sounds like it could be in Xanadu. Is Bob still on here?
Yes.
Let me talk to Bob. We've got about a minute. I'm sorry. Bob, I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you? Bob? Bob?
Oh, I just talked to him a second ago, and he said, yeah, I'm hanging on.
I think the ELO must have turned him off. My bad.
Well, let me share a little bit of how Dan does his job with everybody. I have a screen here. He has one over behind the glass, and we type messages back and forth, and I said, see if Bob can hang on. And Dan types me back, he's Hagen, H-A-G-I-N. He's Hagen.
Yeah, his name was Bob Hagen.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob Hagen decided not to hang on.
Yeah.
So he's gone. So that gives me enough time just to mention Mark and Jason, tell you a little bit about them. And then right after the news, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, will be here to take your pet questions.
Woohoo!
Right after the news. I'll give you the two phone numbers you need to know so you can check in with Dr. Doug. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. That's important in that industry. I'm not an expert on that industry, but I know that's something that they want to make sure we let you know. Here's the other thing I want to make sure you know, because I've known it since I've been in my 20s, and that is that nobody can make you save money, invest money. Nobody can make you have a plan. You can go through your whole life and not have a dollar in savings, not have any kind of plan made, and then one day you'll be old, and you're going to wonder how you're even going to be able to get by. The alternative to that is to think about it now, however old you are now, unless you're listening and you're 95. Sorry, maybe a little bit late, but for most of you, this would be a good time to get on it. Set up a complimentary meeting. If you have $25,000 or more invested somewhere or just sitting somewhere or whatever, if it's money that you can invest, you can set aside and keep aside, then set up this meeting. It's complimentary, no charge, no obligation, no pressure.
Everything you need to know to set it up is at this website, markandjason.com. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us right after the news. We'll give you the phone numbers. He is your pet's best friend. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. President Trump is replacing Attorney General Jeff Sessions with Sessions' own chief of staff. Trump tweeted today that Matthew Whitaker will become acting Attorney General, bypassing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Sessions wrote a letter to the president about his resignation. NBC reporter Pete Williams has part of it.
And he goes on to say what a pleasure it's been to be Attorney General, what he thinks he's done as Attorney General, some of the things that he believes he's accomplished.
Whitaker will now oversee the Russian